Zok the Mishnah Vayta. The Mishnah is going to give us other examples of where the din would be, achloiku, you have to divide the amount of money that is in dispute. Zok the Mishnah, amaycher zeisa v'le'etzim. Someone sells his olive trees for wood. I say to Reuven, you want to buy my olive trees? They don't really produce very good olives. But if you want, you can buy it for the tree, you know, cut it down, chop it up, use it for firewood. And that's what he did. The problem is, he left it in the ground, didn't cut it off right away. And meanwhile, va'asu pachas meravias lasa. Some olives did grow. Didn't really leave it in long enough that it produced the geshmaka olive. The olives right now produce less than a revias halag per sa. A revias halag is the same shear for kiddush and for dalid kaisis. It's between 3 and 5 ounces per sauce. There's not too much over here. So the Mishnah Harielu Shel Balazesim, it belongs to the owner of the tree. I was in the ground, but it wasn't in the ground that long. We assume that the owner of the ground is not makbid on this. But suppose he really left the tree there for a while, didn't cut it off, and at this point, also revias lasa. The olives are producing a revias halag per sa. Now we have a major disagreement. Zeh, the buyer, the owner of the Zeisim, Oimer, he says, it's all mine. Zeisai Gidlu, what do you mean? My tree grew these olives. It came out of my tree. I bought it. Zeh, the seller, says that if your tree would be in your garage, it wouldn't grow any olives. It's only because it's connected to my ground. So Artzi Gidlu, it's my ground that caused the olives to grow. So the din is Yachloikim. They divide this Revi Hashem between the two because they're both right. The fact that he left it there so long and he didn't cut it off as he was supposed to, so the Balakarka has a right to say, look, it's my karka. Vaitrazakt the Mishnah. Shotaf Nohar Zeisav. A person has olives, olive trees. Then the river overflows, and it's a real powerful storm. It rips the trees out of the ground, together with the roots, and the Gush HaKarka, and the ground that's around it. And this is after the tree is 3 years old. Why do we want to know how old the tree is? Because pears that grow during the first 3 years are aser, they're arla. Now, this powerful storm, the stream of water, continues on. Not only did it rip the tree, its roots, and the gush hakarka around the tree out of the ground, but it landed in his friend's field. And somehow it got like dug in. It's a storm, the ground is loose. It rooted itself into his friend's field. Zeh, the owner of the Zeisim, the one who lost his tree when the storm took it away, Omer, he says, Zeisai Gidlu, those are my Zeisim, I mean my tree grew them. The Zeh, the owner of the Karka, that the tree landed in, Omer, he says, excuse me, but Artzi Gidla, your tree wound up in my ground, and my ground produced it. So the din is Yachloiku, they divide the Zeisim amongst themselves. Now, if it was not for the fact that the storm ripped up the tree and the ground underneath, if it was just a tree and its roots being dragged by the water, and then it got planted in someone else's field, you would not be able to use the new payers for the next 3 years. It would be Arla. But being that this came along with the old ground, so it doesn't start a new 3 years for Arla, this tree and the ground underneath already had 3 years. Now the only shaila is, who does it belong to? The owner of the tree or the owner of the ground? And here we say once again, Yachloiku. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned, quickly chazring over, someone sells an olive tree just for the wood. The buyer was supposed to cut it down. Instead, he left it in the ground. Now it produced zeisim, so far pretty inferior zeisim. Not even a loig per sol, less than that. So we say, okay, forget about it. Let the owner of the tree keep it, and that's it. Mestam, the owner of the ground, doesn't have so much of a time. He's Michael. A little bit taka was his ground, but look, there's not much zeisim here anyway. Not much oil coming out of these zeisim. But if he left it in the ground longer, now we're up to zeisim that produce a loig per shemen, so now it's taka valetaina. The owner of the tree says, it's my tree. And the owner of the ground says, yeah, but your tree is in my ground, so the din is yachloiku. They divide the oil. You have a storm that rips a tree out with the roots and the ground and the gush hakarka, and somehow deposits it, and it gets into someone else's field, and there it starts growing. Now, normally, we would say there's a shayla of arla. If it's a new tree that's planted, you can't use the fruit for the first 3 years. But here, it's not called a new tree, because it came along with the ground of the first tree. The shayla is only, whose olives are these? The new person says, look, it's my ground. And the original owner says, but it's my tree. So here too the halacha is, yachloiku, that they divide it.